Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on May 6th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. On May 14th, our City of Gillette Police Department, Campbell County Sheriff's Department, and our other first responders will hold the Wyoming Peace Officer Memorial at the Campbell County Sheriff's Office at 12 o'clock. Then, the next day, May 15th, the Gillette Police Department will hold the John Hardy Memorial outside City Hall at 3 o'clock in remembrance of the Gillette police officer killed in the line of duty. There will be some extra City Council meetings this month as Council holds their annual budget workshops on May 13th and 15th at 6 o'clock in the second floor community room at City Hall. These meetings are for the Council and the public to review the City's annual budget and planned expenditures. Feel free to attend either or both of the budget workshops, or as always, you can watch them live on Channel 192 and live or archived after the fact on gillettewy.gov/GPA. And there's another way to learn more about what the City has done in the last year. The 2024 annual report is available on the City website right now and highlights notable projects and achievements across all City departments. You can check the link in the description if you want to check it out. And here's what's on the May 6th City Council agenda. There will be a parade permit request from the Campbell County Parks and Recreation for July 4th. This is to celebrate the 4th of July, which will close 1st and 2nd Street from Burma to Osborne. Two special events permits will be considered, one to close Warren Avenue between 1st and 2nd Street on June 21st for Donkey Creek Music and Arts Festival, and another for June 28th for a Clean Rides car show on Frontage Road from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., being requested by BTK Detailing. There are a number of optional 1% supported projects. One of them is council consideration of a bid award for the Fox Park Monitoring Building project. The Fox Park Monitoring Building consists of installing a new CMU building for use in monitoring water flows and quality in the Gillette water system. There will be council consideration of a bid award for the 2025 Large Patch Project. The Large Patch Project is needed to remove and replace the existing damaged asphalt surfacing located at the intersection of 7th Street and the Twin Spruce Alley. Council consideration for acceptance of public improvements for the 2024 Concrete Pothole Repair Phase 2 project. Now, the great news on this project is that given favorable pricing, we were able to increase the number of areas repaired from 12 to 21. These areas were located throughout the City of Gillette. There will be several amendments for additional construction management services with some 1% projects. Those projects include the Camplex Lift Station, the Force Road Mill and Overlay, and RC Ranch Mill and Overlay projects. Council consideration of a professional services agreement for design, bidding, construction management, and contract administration services associated with the Antelope Valley Playground renovations project. This is another 1% project that is a little bit special, though. This project is funded 50-50 through a land and water conservation fund grant. Additional items that go beyond just 1% projects is council consideration of a bid award for the City Hall IT Telecom AC replacement project, council consideration of a bid award for the heated vehicle storage roof restoration project, where they will power wash, seal screws and joints with a Tremco Solar Guard seam sealer. Also, a Solar Guard rust primer will be applied. There's a bid award to Floyd's Truck Center to purchase one new auto car cab with one new McNelius automated refuse compactor body. Council consideration of amendment number one for the project agreement for the City of Gillette pool renovation to extend the project completion date to January 31st of 2026 for land and water conservation funds. The amendment does not have an effect on the pool construction completion timeline. It only allows for the city to pay the final retainage payment and submit the final paperwork for grant closeout. Council consideration to authorize the mayor to sign the amendment document to amend the wireline crossing permit agreement with BNSF Railway Company. The City of Gillette Electrical Services Division entered an agreement with Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway Company back in 1984 to place electrical wire within railroad property along Highway 51. The City of Gillette Electrical Services Division no longer requires use of the BNSF Railway Company encroachment, and this will terminate the encroachment portion of the license. That's a brief look at the May 6th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, www.gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. You can also sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website. The City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived.
Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.